and above the heights of the clouds, and I would be like the Most High.
That's it. So we see even in heaven, Satan started something up in heaven. You see where we're coming from? And then his ambitions was to overthrow the throne of God. Is that right? And what we found out that God would not allow that to happen. That the Bible said, even Jesus made a statement while he walked the earth, and he said he beheld Satan as he fell like lightning. He kicked him out. And we went in the book of Revelation there to show one third of his father that followed him was kicked out with him. And these are unclean spirits. That's why the Bible says we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with spiritual wickedness. And where? Let's go with it and get that one and take a look at this one. That's Ephesians 6 and 1, isn't it?
You mean Ephesians 6 chapter, 10 verse,
okay.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord.
In other words, we got to learn to stop getting weak. But we must be what, saints? Strong in the Lord. In the Lord. What?
And in the power of his might.
And the power of his might. We can't be going around here looking at this Jerry Stringer every night. We can't do that. Because if we keep on doing that, we're going to get what in the Lord?
Weak
in the Lord. Amen. See, that spirit's on Jerry Stringer jump on you. Yeah, it'll get all in your spirit.
Praise God.
So I can't handle that.
Amen.
So we read that again. Finally, what?
My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
So while we're on looking at Jerry Stringer, get on your knees and go to praying for them people up there. And listen at this here. It's enough these people. And this just shows you how the devil works. It's enough of these people are doing all this garbage. But he got a 1-800 and he got all kinds of people flying there. Yeah, I'll come on and do all, let you know all my business. All my nasty business. I'll sit up and tell you about it. We don't mind showing that we lesbians, yet I like him and do this. This is where the devil making you feel and making this world and making Christian people feel that it's all right. And this stuff. Here we're going to have to, Bible says we are in the world, but what? We ain't of this world. We can't get entertained. You entertain, you can't, the Bible says you're going to either love one or what? Yeah. Or vice versa. And he says, whomsoever you yield your members to the much, to, that's the one you'll end up starting serving. Y'all see what we're coming from? So if you entertain them spirits, you'll start liking them, that spirit. None of us like, we have to fight to get on our knees sometimes, don't we? And sometimes we have to fight to get a breakthrough too sometimes, right?
Amen.
That means we ain't doing it enough. That's the key. If you've got to fight to get a breakthrough.
That's right.
That means you got to call your Holy Ghost back in your body. You want to keep it in there.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So I'm saying, is this all right today?
It's all right.
All right, so this is something that we need to think about. Come on with it.
Put you on the whole arm of God.
So you got to put on, you got to get your fighting gear on. We ain't going to cover that today. Y'all can read it later and get that. But the one point is, saints, that the devil is out here, and the devil's job, he knows he can't go back. His job now is, since he knows where he is, he's got his place in the lake of fire, the Bible says. But since he can't, he's pitted to take you where he's going. Do you hear what we're saying? And you cannot have enough of Holy Ghost that he won't mess with you. Do you hear what we say? Now you say, well, Bishop, how can you say that? Well, I'll say it simply because he tried the Holy Ghost. He tried Jesus himself. Is that right? And he waited, but the bad thing, he sat there and watched Jesus fast for 40 days and 40 nights. And then, you know his flesh was under subjection. But he said, I think it was written now that you supposed to be the Son of God. The Son of God, the devil knew what the Son of God meant because he knew all the scriptures in Isaiah and everywhere. He said, now, I've been watching you going without food and water for 40 days. And this is where the devil is calm. After 40 days and 40 nights, you need a cold glass of water, right? and a piece of bread. He said, if you be who? Do what? Turn this rock here. I know you hungry. A lot of us ain't able to do it if you had the power to do it, because you were hungry. We can't hardly make it on the 3 day. But Jesus told a man should not what? Man should not live by bread alone. So the devil don't quit. That didn't discourage him. He don't get discouraged like you do and yield to him. The devil said, I'll try another trick on you. That's why we said when he's foolish, it's always what? A trick of the devil. But then the Bible tells us to be wise to the trick of the devil. Okay? So he came another way. What was the next way? Took him to a high mountain. Well, he took him to the church, didn't he? And then put it, that was the next one, I believe, wasn't it? And told him, jump off this, because I've seen in the Bible, you God, you ain't going to die. He said, because the word done already said, you, well, what's somebody about dashing you? He's going to raise you up or you even hurt your little toe. Uh-huh. Words to that effect. But what did Jesus tell him then? So the word came back to tell the devil, I am him. I know the word. Then the last one, he told him, do what? Or the other one. He went up to the mountain and declared himself as God. Do you hear what we're saying? So, y'all ain't never saw it that way? When we go to it, you'll see it. He said, look out yonder over here. You got it? He declared, I'm the main man down here. And by all means, he really was. God said he is the ruler of this world. He runs this world. That's why we in it, and we going to get out of it. Come on, what?
In Matthew 4:9, and he said to him, all these things will I give thee.
Wait, take it till you got a scripture here. Oh, you can't get a meaning of that before you go back to the other.
8 verse. Again, the devil taking him up into exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world.
Just when I look at them, look over those valleys. Look at this flourishing hillside. Look at this. Look at all this stuff here. What did he say?
And the glory of them, and said to him, all these things will I give thee.
All these cities here, all these magnificent cities here, and all this good stuff here is what? Come on.
Will I give thee?
I'll give that to you.
If thou would fall down and worship
all
me.
All I want you to do is just jump on your knees and worship me. Read.
Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan. For it's written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, him and him only shalt thou serve.
He said, now get away from me. I had enough of it. Get out of here. I'm through with you. And you know that's what the devil do us? He'll give you some of us know we ain't got no business playing lottery. That jackpot get up to about 50 million. What is it, a dollar? Look all outside 7-Eleven. Oh, ain't nobody there. Give me two of them right quick. Yeah, man, you'll do it. And the devil used to try to tempt me. I said, well, but he never did do it. I would never yield. But it was tempting. I always said, suppose you hit it, Bob Harris. Then I tell a lot of the Lord told me to do it. I'm going to bless the church. No, that won't work. Can't get out of that, see. But the devil always want to plant them spirits. You see what we're saying? So we're going on to counteract that we fighting a spiritual warfare. And the devil wants each and every one of you that's in this room. We're going to take it from there and go somewhere. Now, Chuck, we covered the golden rule this morning. And the golden rule of what the world said is what? Do unto others as we'd have them do unto us. But you know that's what the saints, that's what Jesus did. He said, came down and set an example for us. And the Bible, that's why Jesus was doing some teaching one day. And he said, well, if somebody slapped you, he said, just turn and give them the other cheek. That's what he said. My boss, one time I got in an argument with a guy over the tank shop, and I told that guy to get out of my face. I don't think you're supposed to let the devil look, get a hold, go to just doing you any kind of way. Now, when I got back to my job, I told the boss about it. I said, look here. I had an altercation over there with a man in the tank shop. He used to be in our shop. And I said, now I went on and got him out of my face. And I said, it doesn't come out of it. The boss threw something at me. You know, they always say, the preacher. Barry, he said, don't the Lord tell you that in the Bible to turn the other cheek? I said, yeah, he also told me in my Bible there's a time to kill. My boss just walked in. Yeah, you see, the devil always got some word for you, see. But the Bible said there's a fair thing, even a time to kill. Now, you're going to come, I'm going to give you an example. Bishop, when is there a time to kill? You came home and found a guy in your house raping your wife. You said, please get off my wife. And this rascal won't get off. You take your little, it's going to beat him, he won't get off. It's time to get you a 44 and blow him off. It's a time to kill. I believe that's the time to kill. He finna kill your wife. He choking her and doing all of you. And you tell him, you trying to be turning the other cheek. Please get off of her in the name of Jesus. The devil don't want to hear it. The devil don't want to hear it. He choking your wife. But yeah, I believe he wants you to lay some physical hands and get him off your wife. It's the time to do something else. Sometimes the devil, you need to slap him. That's why they got the song going, we went to the devil's, what? It went to the enemy's account and took back what the devil had took from us. It's time to take it back, saints. There's a time for everything in the Bible. Can anybody get that in my Bible, in your Bible for me? There's a time and a season for everything. And then it goes on to tell you. It's coming, it's way on back over there in the Old Testament. See, I don't like to just tell folks something. We want to show you too. It's in the Word. We don't do nothing here but try to live the Word. What you got?
Ecclesiastes 3:1.
Amen. Well, give them time. Come on.
To everything there's a season.
To everything, the Word says what?
There's a season.
There's a season for it.
And a time to every purpose under heaven.
There's a time and purpose for everything that's down here.
A time to be born,
mm-hmm.
and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time.
Did y'all hear that one? Devil going over there. Come on, go on, kiss me. Come on, hug me. Get out of me. Devil, I ain't want to hug you. Do you repent? Do you see what we're saying? There's a time, even he says it's time to refrain from showing love. Y'all see all this? See, but a lot of people are like, ain't God the way you acted.
You don't love me.
Yeah, see, that's what the, you see the word there? Yes, it's there. Come on.
A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence.
Yeah, did y'all hear that one? Time to even keep silent. All right. Some more?
A time to love and a time to hate.
Y'all hear that? One time to go from one extreme to another.
A time of war and a time of peace.
All right, that's good. Y'all see what we're saying? We don't just sit up and tell you something. We'd be preaching and teaching word, the word of God. So we said a lot of saints come out and since we believe that golden rule is the Ten Commandments and et cetera, but how many saints that don't do that? So many saints, there's so much of people in the churches, the so-called churches, that just won't live that world, can't show love, even to their spouses. That's what the devil uses the most in a home. Did y'all know that? How many got good marriages the devil never jump in y'all marriage? Tell me a lie on the Sabbath. Tell me a lie on the Sabbath. I want to see you raise your hand, and I'm going to say you are a liar. You are the devil's right-hand man. The devil in your marriage. That's the only other solution to it. Both of y'all devils is y'all right-hand devil. But the devil, because that's the word. Anybody know what the word is? The Bible says those worst enemy shall be those of your household. Mm-hmm. Somebody in the house gonna let somebody use them. Come on.
Matthew 10:34.
Give them time.
Think not that I am come to send peace on earth.
Now listen this to what Jesus said. Everybody, when you received the Holy Ghost, you thought it was going to be nice and peaceful, and I'm on my way. All I got to do is kick back and go to heaven.
I thought that when I got it. What a surprise. Come on.
I came not to send peace, but a sword.
I came with to bring a sword. Mm-hmm.
For I am come to set a man at variance against
his
father.
There's going to be a difficulty between who?
And I'm come to set a man at variance against his father.
There's going
to
be a man could have problems with the father.
And a daughter against her mother.
It could be the devil using one of the two, the mother or the daughter.
And the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
A daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law.
And a man's foes shall be they of his own household.
And it's
household.
Talking about a woman's foes, too, shall be they of what?
Of his own household.
Especially if one of you running, one of you strong in the Lord, the other, the devil going to find the weakest link in that house, and he's going to do it. If he can't get to that, the two spouses, to whichever one, he's going to get with the churn. He's going to use the churn. He'll do anything he can. But that you're going to wear, you're going to, when Jesus was saying, take up your cross and follow me, it means you, cross is symbolic of suffering. Somewhere along the line, there's going to be some suffering on your part. It's going to be, and then those are the common ways it could come. Just the way we have discussed it. Anybody have any problems with that or want to add or subtract to it? Anytime, just raise your hands. Is that all right? If you want to add to anything as we're going, subtract to it. Then let us come on and do it. So we see how the devil is moving in our lives. We see how he's moving in the church. I was telling somebody this morning, I was telling them how, man, I felt sorry for that man. Coming over there, said, I just ate my piece of watermelon, and the man, the old and decrepit, can't hardly get around, and the hard-working man got all his children through college, and they all got degrees, all professional people, but now he says, he said, I'm going to try to get in there and cook a little something to eat here in a minute. And I knew he had a wife. I said, what is your wife well? He said, yeah. He said, but sometimes I find it's better just don't do my own cooking. The boy will fight. But we have Holy Ghost women like that too. But see, we've been trained with the old women do what? Obey your husband in the Lord. Is that the word, or is that ain't in there? Maybe that's why we're doing it, because the Bible ain't, we don't know that word. I think I saw that somewhere in my Bible. I just don't know where it's at. Then we've seen something else that even in Genesis it started that your desires, if he wants some supper, you ought to cook him some. That's in the Bible. Genesis 3:16. Said he wants some supper, cooking himself. Y'all say they did 3:16. Well, look it up. It ain't saying supper that, but it's saying the same thing. Now, I don't believe you need to cook him none at 1 o'clock in the morning. God forbid. Honey, please make you a sandwich. Yeah, I can understand that. You know, either cook it before you went to bed and say, honey, put it in the microwave. Because I know you're hungry, but I cooked it already, put it in the microwave. There's some scrambled eggs and bacon in there. Turkey bacon. Thought I'd throw that one in. What you got? I want you to move fast so we can keep on going.
I have one coming from Colossians, the 3rd chapter.
What does it say there?
In the 18th verse. It says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord.
Well, let us see. So some wives that go out and do, they have a male boss that do anything, he jump, turn flips for them. Come on, won't do nothing. But that's what he says, submit what?
Yourself.
See, wait, stay where I'm at. Stay where you're at till I get through it. What did it say again?
It says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands.
Not other. You're going to submit yourselves to other men. Well, what about your own husband? Read.
As it is fit in the Lord.
The Lord wants you to do this. Come on.
I can have another one coming from Ephesians, the 5th chapter, the 22nd verse. It says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
If you do it to the Lord, do it to your husband. So you can't take that sacrifice you're giving him until you do it first to who? Your husband. The sacrifice you're sending him ain't worth a nickel until you do it the other way. Y'all hear that? Now, so, but Bishop, what you got to say about them men? I'm fixing to hit them. Stand by, ladies. Been to hit them now.
We did a great teaching. I'm going to come up and give it to you all, too, about men being men. Where your woman can respect you when you are a man. We men, women don't want to care about being under subjection when we are subjection to a man that love is God. A man that's going to treat me the way God has already told me to treat me. To treat me. And I can come under subjection to that. But if you're a rascal laying up in bed and I'm out there working and I'm bringing home the bacon and you're supposed to be bringing it home. And what you're going to tell me, you will not do this and you will not do that. You will not serve your God. I cannot come under subjection to you. So we've been doing the same thing here. We're teaching men to be men. To come in that image of God, and then woman can come in. They can look up unto us. A woman loves a man. She like, do you know that proverb 31 woman? You know why she was doing it? Because she had a man of God. She didn't mind going out helping him. And the word was saying going out just flow showing. So you could see I got a blessed man over here. But people have forgot that now. We ain't got that now. But we're going to have to go back to where then? The B-I-B-L-E. And we're saying that now to go on further now. Things turn it loose. We're going to go back now and begin to teach us ourselves how the devil is taking all these things we're failing to do and we're on our way to hell. Mr. Bishop, that'll take me to hell not obeying my husband and my wife. But as I spoke this morning, the Bible says all unrighteousness is sin. And the Bible says no sinners is going to go in. Y'all hear what we're saying? So the next thing we want to talk about is our conduct in the church. We have so many things in the church. Let's go to the Proverbs, the sixth, and then he said, well, maybe seven things that I hate. He says, there's six things that is an abomination unto me. Yea, even seven. That's what I believe it says. Let's go to Proverbs 6 and 6. Is that it?
Proverbs 6 and 16.
6 and 16. I didn't put the one on. Okay, give them time to get there. So we're going to look at these things and see some of us in the churches. As we began to show you this morning how the devil is all the way up in the church and he ain't disguising himself.
These six things doeth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look.
Now, that's what we sanctify. And you see, there's a group of people, I'm not going to call their name or their denomination. They are some of the most proud folks here, and they're very, very predominant all throughout Louisiana. There's one in that church. Some of us, they just shut you off if you don't dance just like them. So we have proud looks and think we're better than other folks. But the Bible took a child one time. Jesus took a child. Can anybody get that one from me? And gave an example. See, anybody got what I want?
Matthew's 18 and 1.
Come on.
At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Y'all see the point I'm trying to come from? Until you be converted, when you don't look at a person's skin color, the way he brushes his teeth versus the way you brush yours, the way he dances in the spirit world versus the way you, until you can get that clean, you will not, what? What did he say?
Enter into the kingdom of heaven.
You ain't going nowhere. Spinning your wheels down here. You know a lot of Christian folks don't know that? A lot of Christian folks don't know that. I'll tell you. All right. What else we got? Y'all see where we're coming from here today? Okay. We found out that there was people in the church. The Bible showed us people in the church that think they got the Holy Ghost don't have it.
Amen. Matthew 25th chapter, first verse. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins which took oil, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
See, a lot of times these people said that they were virgins, right? Virgin means you're sort of halfway pure and you're not undefiled. But sometimes we in the church, we let our Holy Ghost go to slipping away on us. We forget our prayer life. We forget our fasting life. And then we, as we keep talking, all is symbolic of the Holy Ghost, is what you're going to have to get off the ground. He said the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, which was the Holy Ghost, is the one that's going to get you out of that grave and get you caught up to meet him in there. You're not going to be able to catch a 747, a helicopter. You can own a couple of helicopters all you want, but you won't go with Jesus. You're going to need the Holy Ghost. Come on.
If I were them, were wise.
We're talking about the virgins. Five of these ten were wise virgins.
If I
were in other words, they stayed prayed up and fasted up. Come on.
And five
had their prayer life, and they would begin to keep the anointing upon them at all times. Come on.
And five were foolish.
But they had five other virgins. They were foolish. Fast days, they said, well, I'll go to church tonight, but I ain't really into it. I go there because I think it's a proper thing to belong to a church. And I like to be in one that's very popular in the gifts working in the church and et cetera. But as far as me getting deep into it and really howling in the spirit and dancing, I really don't see it that way. I mean, I don't think you need all to do that to get in. Come on.
They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
So they kept on being like that in the church. They come in, get them a little touch, and as far as they was concerned, I'm good to go.
But the wise took all in their lamps and their vessels with their lamps.
They kept their bodies prayed up with the Holy Ghost, highly anointed by our bodies.
And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept.
While Jesus here is waiting and getting ready to come back, they did what?
Slumber and slept.
They went on to sleep. Just well, I think I'm all right. I ain't worried about nothing.
And at midnight there was a cry made.
Well, here that night came.
Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go
at the last trump, the dead in Christ is rising out of the grave. Airplanes all out of control. 18 wheelers out of control with Holy Ghost fear. All very chaos on the road. Oh, 747 jet pilot was there. He was Holy Ghost fear. There was a plane in there crashing, just going crazy. 18 wheelers with Holy Ghost fear drivers and
praise God.
Can you see the chaos? Yes, but that's what's going to happen. Come on.
Go out to meet him.
So they're going up. Come on.
Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil.
Hey, I see y'all leaving. Wait for us.
Or going out. But the wise answered, saying, not so.
Not so. We can't help you now. It's on you.
Lest there be not enough oil for us and you.
I ain't got time to try to drag you up there.
But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself.
You better go where you know you need to keep gas in your tank.
And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, said, verily I say unto you, I know ye not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh.
Stay ready, saints. Message today. Is that right? In your pocket. Put it in the bank. Put it in the savings account. Every time you think you got $50, go to the lottery. Go down to the casino and put it in the bank. Put it in your savings account and you'll have something in your bank. That's why we say stay in Christ. Stay full of the Holy Ghost. Stay prayed up and fasted up at all times because you'll have something in the bank.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul.
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.